All right, welcome back, everybody. Today is day four of the Divine Mercy Novena. Mm-hmm. All right, so today we are praying for those who do not believe in God and those who do not know God. So one thing that really stood out to me, do you mind if I go first?
Go for it.
Okay. First off, I love how it also says that thinking of them during his bitter passion and their future zeal comforted Jesus's heart. So I feel like the fact that that means that there's hope for them. It's not like they're these hopeless causes that it's like, oh, they don't believe in God, so let's just like not bother praying for them. No, like we need to keep praying and praying and praying and praying. And I'm sure that all of us, we have people in our lives that we've encountered or that we know personally who have either, you know, vocalized to us that they don't believe in God. And what was the other thing? Or do you not know him? Mm-hmm. They just don't know him.
Yeah. And regarding that hopeless cause, I was one. You know, I was far from God. And when I think about these people, this category of people, I look at my life and I'm so thankful for the grace that God has given me, because the only reason that I feel like I'm in communion with the church, living in a relationship, a marriage relationship where we're striving to grow in a relationship with Christ and communion with his church, is simply by the grace of God and his goodness. And maybe you've experienced God's goodness too in your life. You are here watching this because of the goodness and kindness of God in your life. Mm-hmm. And when we receive goodness and kindness and God does something in us, it's always because he wants to flow through us. He doesn't want us to be, he wants us to be a river, not a reservoir. And so if you've received tremendous grace and you know Christ and you're growing in your knowledge of him, it's God's grace. So now let's share it with those who maybe haven't had that grace or are hardened to that. Because again, our prayers can impact eternity.
Mm-hmm. That's right. All right. So don't forget to get your fitness on.
Mm-hmm. See you later. Because you wear fitness, right?
And happy Easter Monday.
Yes. God bless you.